is a new study by researchers from Macquarie University and the United and the UK-based Nottingham Trent University has uncovered widespread misuse of antimicrobials in Uganda's public health facilities, raising concerns about the escalating threat of antimicrobial resistance. Published in the Infection and Drug Resistance Journal, the study reports an 87.2% prevalence of antimicrobial use among patients with ceftriaxone emerging as the most frequently prescribed drug in hospitals, while amoxicillin dominated prescriptions in outpatient settings. In an interview with Metro FM today, Herbert Bush Aguma, a health product management specialist at Macquarie University's College of Health Sciences and the study's lead researcher, say the team assessed drug administration patterns before surgery, particularly the use of antibiotics for prophylaxis. They discover that health workers commonly administer more doses than recommended, especially in obstetric and gynecological procedures.
For prophylaxis, the concept was surgical prophylaxis, because when patients undergo surgical procedures like cesarean section, they are given a dose of antibiotics to prevent any infections that could be caught in the process. And sometimes that the guidelines stipulate one dose, but in many cases, for people are going to give many doses. This is the issue that we found out. What we sought to find out was what are the most used drugs, and then going back to find out whether before they were prescribed, whether there were any tests carried out. So for inpatients, the most used drug was ceftriaxone, whereas for the outpatient health facilities, it was amoxicillin.
Commonly prescribed antimicrobials include flagyl, doxycycline, and benzopenicillin, several of which are already on the global watch list for contributing to antimicrobial resistance. Global health experts warn that misuse of such medicines undermines their ability to treat everyday infections, eventually making treatment for even simple illnesses more expensive and difficult. The study further revealed that in outpatient departments, antimicrobial prescribing stood at 60.7%, driven largely by treatment of upper respiratory tract infections, the majority of which are viral and do not require antibiotics. While the findings reflect only the facilities studied in central Uganda, Dr. David Musoke, public health researcher at Macquarie University and co-author of the study, say they likely mirror what is happening across the country. Yet that anecdotal evidence suggests that some facilities may be over-prescribing medicines for profit, although this was not directly measured in the research.
Prophylaxis means that they are using the medicines to prevent illnesses, as opposed to when they are sick and they are using them to treat infection. Yet it is known that antibiotics, for example, can only be used when somebody is sick and has been confirmed to have a bacterial infection. So that is an indication of misuse of antibiotics as found in the study. Of course, there were so many conditions that were found to be had by the patient, which of course some required antibiotics, others did not.
Musoke added that although the study focused on health facilities, community behavior, such as self-medication and sharing antibiotics among family members, remains one of the biggest obstacles in the fight against antimicrobials.